a labyrinth I couldn't escape. I thought this was a habit, and it was a strength, a sign of intelligence, of careful planning. But in truth, it was a thief stealing my peace. One evening, during meditation, I was guided to observe my thoughts without judgment. At first, it felt impossible. My thoughts raced like wild horses, putting me in 100 directions. But then, something remarkable happened.